Why does the world talk as more die in Darfur? This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Why is it that the international community does so little when there is genocide in Africa? The lessons of the horrors in Rwanda in the early 90s were enough to make the then world leaders say never again. These words seem to be hollow. The slaughter of hundreds of thousands of innocent lives is with us again. Why are world leaders not acting? Time is running out. The violence in Darfur is not subsiding. It is getting worse. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice told the officials at an emergency session of the Security Council. The big question is, why doesn't America take a greater lead? After all, it led the invasion of Iraq to rid Saddam Hussein of weapons that did not exist. The U.S. can go to war based on false intelligence. Why can't it do anything now in Darfur? This time it is clear to see the truth. TV pictures show dying people every day. Are African lives less valuable than Western lives? Newspapers are always reporting the African Union peacekeepers are too few in number and too poorly equipped to deal with the rebel forces in Darfur. What is needed to reverse this humanitarian catastrophe? There are currently 7,200 African Union troops to help protect an area the size of France. Clearly not enough. Meanwhile, Sudan's President Bashir said this week that UN troops were not welcome in his country under any circumstances. How can any government allow such wide-scale massacre to happen on its soil? Why is it that leaders such as Bashir refuse to stop genocide? More than 200,000 people have been killed in the three-year conflict in Darfur, and about 2.5 million have been displaced. Will this be the last genocide in Africa?